Lord Emsworth and Others by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by Nigel Lambert. Chapter 1. The Crime Wave at Blandings. The day on which lawlessness reared its ugly head at Blandings Castle was one of singular beauty. The sun shone down from a sky of cornflower blue, and what one would really like would be to describe in leisurely detail the ancient battlements, the smooth green lawns, the rolling parkland, the majestic trees, the well-bred bees, and the gentlemanly birds on which it shone. But those who read thrillers are an impatient race. They chafe at scenic rhapsodies and want to get onto the rough stuff. When, they ask, did the dirty work start? Who were mixed up in it? Was there blood? And, if so, how much? And most particularly, where was everybody and what was everybody doing at whatever time it was? The chronicler who wishes to grip must supply this information at the earliest possible moment. The wave of crime, then, which was to rock one of Shropshire's stateliest homes to its foundations, broke out towards the middle of a fine summer afternoon, and the persons involved in it were disposed as follows. Clarence, 9th Earl of Emsworth, the castle's owner and overlord, was down in the potting shed, in conference with Angus McAllister, his head gardener, on the subject of sweet peas. His sister, Lady Constance, was strolling on the terrace with a swarthy young man in spectacles whose name was Rupert Baxter, and who had at one time been Lord Emsworth's private secretary. Beach, the butler, was in a deck chair outside the back premises of the house, smoking a cigar and reading Chapter 16 of The Man with the Missing Toe. George, Lord Emsworth's grandson, was prowling through the shrubbery with the...